Yaakov sends word to Esav and he says, Ko amar avdecha Yaakov im Lavan garti. So says your servant Yaakov, I have lived with Lavan. So Yaakov sends word to Esav and he says, I've lived with him. He uses the word garti. Rashi points out the word garti has the numerical value. It's the same letters as Taryag. He's telling him, I've kept the 613 mitzvot. Why do you tell Esav I've kept 613 mitzvot? So Rav Chalap explains that Yaakov wanted to calm down Esav's hatred and jealousy. And that's why he says, you don't have to worry about the blessings Dad gave me. Because when would be the time that I should get these blessings? When I keep the 613 mitzvot, right? That's what his father said to Esav. He said, when Yaakov keeps the mitzvos, you're finished. When he does not keep the mitzvos, you'll be able to take Yaakov down. You'll come back, you'll be the way of punishing him. So Yaakov's telling Esav, you know, I've kept the 613 mitzvot. Technically, the blessings, if they came true, should have come true right now. And look at it. You're standing proud, you're standing tall, in spite of all the blessings I got, and I've kept my end of it, I've kept the 613, so you're the one who's established, and here I am traveling, I was by Lavan a stranger, yet you don't have to worry. I have not fulfilled the blessings. I did not get what Dad promised me, to have plenty, to have land, to have rain, to have development. None of the blessings came true. God blessed me that I'd have rain, that I'd have crops. I don't own a stitch of land. Im Lavan garti. On the one hand, I've kept the 613. On the other hand, I've been a stranger all this time. I've never settled down. None of the blessings came true in me. You don't have to be jealous of me. That's how Rav Chalap explains why Yaakov told him, Im Lavan garti.